Hi, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Okay, can you hear me clearly?
A little quiet, but I can hear you, yes.
Okay, all right. I'm going to, hold on, give me 1 second. I'm going to swing around an additional mic here.
Okay.
Okay, is that better?
That's a little better, yes.
Okay, all right. My name is Natalie Ammons, and I am the morning, one of the co-hosts on the morning show here at WLTH Radio 1370 on your dial. And we have with us Mr. Mark Johanning. Is that how you say your name?
Johanning, yes, ma'am.
Johanning. And you are currently with the military, and your rank is?
First Lieutenant, Air Force.
Air Force. Oh, okay. All righty. And how old are you?
25.
Where are you stationed?
Currently, I'm at Camp Eggers in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. How long have you been on active duty?
A little over 3 years now.
3 years? And what was the decision, the deciding factor for you to join the military? Do you have other family members that are involved?
I do, yes. I have an older brother that's in the Air Force. And when I went to college, it made sense for me to do ROTC.
Oh, okay. All right. And where do you live? Where's your original home?
Home for me is down in southern Indiana, Jasper.
Jasper. Oh, okay. And how long has it been since you've been back to Jasper?
I graduated from high school there in 03, so about 7 years.
Okay. So you are actively right now on the field out in Afghanistan.
Yes, ma'am.
What time of day is it there?
It's currently 4:43 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow. Give us the temperature.
Oh, it's not too cold here. It's, roughly about the same climate as Indiana, so.
Okay. Now, what would you like to talk about in working over in Afghanistan? Tell us a little about what goes on. What do you do? What's your typical day like?
Sure. I'm an engineer. I work for the Afghan National Police side of the house, so I help build facilities for the Afghan border police. So a lot of times I travel around the borders and talk to local Afghan border commanders about what facilities they need, then develop requirements and make projects to build the facilities for them.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the pride of the Border Patrol members.
Sure. Yeah, every time I talk to the Border Police, you know, they're always very grateful for what we're doing for them. You always hear about how majority of the country over here is illiterate, but every time we explain something to them, they always pick it up pretty quick. They're surprisingly pretty smart, and they're always hardworking from what I can see of them.
So a lot of these individuals are civilians and not military personnel?
They're in the part of the Afghan police. So not quite civilians.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And on average, how many individuals do you work with a day?
Oh, I'd say 15, 20 on an average day. In the office I work with here in Kabul, it's a pretty joint office. There's a British individual, a Korean major, and another American lieutenant I work with on a daily basis.
Okay. Now, what are some of the facilities that you build?
Facilities usually are barracks for the police to sleep in, or dining facilities and administration facilities for them to work at. And, of course, for the border police, we build, like, guard towers and perimeter walls and compounds to keep them secure.
Okay. Now, what are your primary responsibilities? Do you just oversee the projects? Are you in on the design, or what are some of the things that you have to do?
Sure. Mostly I coordinate with the border police, talk to them, their leadership about what they want, develop the requirements. And then after that, I talk with the Corps of Engineers. They're more of our executing agent for all the projects we do over here, and discuss with them what the design for the project should have. And from that point, the Corps of Engineers pretty much executes the project.
Okay. And a lot of these, are they mobile projects? In other words, do you have to break them down in a given time, or what's the requirement in terms of the length of time that they stay up? Are these permanent structures, or temporary, more on a temporary basis?
They're more of a permanent type structures, CMU.
Mm-hmm.
We try to hire local Afghan workers if we can. If not, if it's too remote an area and there's nobody out there, we're bringing a Turkish contractor or other companies, for example.
Okay. So you actually do the training and from start all the way to finish, that's what you participate in?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. How soon before you get a chance to come back home?
All the way back home in about late February, early March, around then.
And will you be deployed back out again to Afghanistan, or will you be back in the States for a while?
Probably. This is my second deployment right now. My career field in the Air Force is on a 1-to-1 dwell ratio, 6 months deployed, 6 months off. So I should be coming back pretty soon.
Oh, okay. All right. So at home, waiting on you, waiting for your return, are your parents? And how many siblings?
I'm actually the youngest of seven.
You are? Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
And two of you chose the military life?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, how does your job contribute overall to the mission over there in Afghanistan?
Well, as far as the border police, they need facilities to operate out of. And what they do as far as securing the borders is just so important to what we're trying to do in general over here. I mean, you always hear about on the news how the terrorists can cross into Pakistan and use that as a safe haven. If we can control the border there, we can kind of stop terrorist movements. Also, you can look at it as a counter-narcotics sort of deal where we can limit the amount of drugs being trafficked in and out of the country. But more importantly, I think, it just adds to the overall legitimacy of the Afghan government here. I mean, every country needs a legitimate border program, and that's what we're trying to develop.
So, have you actually been engaged in any military combat?
I have not, no, thankfully.
Oh, okay. Now, so in terms of the border patrol, on a day, because as you said, there's always a certain amount of security that's required. How much or how close have you been to the firing, or how close have the bombs landed where you have been?
On this deployment, I haven't heard any explosions or anything so far. The last deployment I was on, there was a couple of attacks near my compound, but nothing ever that was really close to me, just within ear range to where I could hear it.
Oh, okay, okay. Tell us a little bit about your hobbies.
Hobbies here? There's always time to play ping pong or work out. I know I do a lot of CrossFit workouts in the morning.
Mm-hmm. What's CrossFit? What does that involve? Is it muscle building, jogging, running?
It's a combination of muscle exercise, endurance, kind of a total fit workout program.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else you want to tell us about the time you're spending over there and some of the other goals or some of the other things that you have that are associated with your job? And I want to say how much we appreciate you being on the front line over there in enforcing, because I know it's a necessary duty that you are performing over there.
Right, thank you. I appreciate that, and I just want everybody to know that what we're doing over here, it's really awesome. I've enjoyed it, getting to work with the local Afghans. It's been a great pleasure for me, and that's, I guess, all I have to say.
Oh, okay. Now, in terms of the training, what sort of training did you actually go through, or were there courses that you took while you said you that led up to this program in engineering, or was it all military training?
Well, when I went to school, I got a degree in civil engineering, and then when I joined the Air Force, there's a technical school you take, and even before deploying, you have to go through a combat skills training, so nonstop training for what we're doing over here for our mission.
Well, we thank you for taking the time out. We wish you all the best, and hopefully when you come back to the States, you'll give us a call, and maybe since you're not too far from us, you can stop by and we can get a chance to have the opportunity to do a meet and greet.
Oh, that sounds great. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, and thanks so much for taking the time out with us today.
No problem.
All right. That was Mark Jones. He's with the he's first lieutenant engineer with the United States Air Force, currently stationed in Kabul, Afghanistan. And he works with a military compound over there constructing buildings, facilities, and dorms and dining facilities for the Afghan border police. Thank you so much and have a great day.